With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you not listen to my sports connect?
I listened to the last one.
Yeah, of course. I wanted to get a little update on how the bouncy house went this weekend with the one-year-old birthday party.
It actually worked out great. Good. I got to be honest with you. I spent 4 or 5 days stressing about it, and then everything worked out perfectly. Everybody had a great time. The food was tremendous.
Beautiful weather.
Beautiful weather. I had
Cook Joe's ribs?
No, I did not. No. We got a catered.
Okay.
Yeah, you kidding me? I'm not going to.
I think I'd be out there, you know, making those ribs and ultimate burgers.
No, those are tremendous, but yeah. I wasn't going to cook for, you know, over 30, whatever, 40 people. It was not going to happen. But no, it was great. Ended up working out great. I mean, I tell you, I was worried about the lawn getting ruined, but it ended up not destroying it at all. We had balloons everywhere. This is unbelievable. People will take anything. So there were all these balloons that we had that I was like, I'm going to have to pop like 7,000 balloons and put them in the garbage.
Yeah, you just you don't want to let them out into the environment.
Right, exactly.
It's bad for the environment.
Right, and the seagulls are choking all over the place, and this is not what you want. So somebody suggests at the party, put it up on Facebook that you've got these balloons, and I guarantee someone will come get it. And I go, no way. There's absolutely no way. So Gina puts it up on Sayville Moms Group or whatever. I've got these balloons. Takes a picture of it. Boom. Someone's there within a half hour.
Well, they could use the balloons. They could use them for their.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, that's crazy to me.
Like, I don't save money.
I guess so.
We're dealing with inflation, dude. Come on.
Next party, I'm getting reused balloons.
It actually could be maybe it was a balloon store owner that came and got the balloons and will resell them.
No, it was for another party is what it was.
It was.
Yeah, no, it was for another party. But I was like, we're getting secondhand balloons next year, man. That's what I'm doing. I'm searching all over Facebook for secondhand balloons. I didn't know this happened. Why are we the suckers who got all the balloons? Yeah, but no, it was great. It was awesome. We received your gift, although the note had two mistakes in it, though.
It did.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it wasn't your fault.
I know it wasn't my fault because I gave the absolute right thing to say.
Yeah, it was to the wrong daughter. That was the thing.
Yeah.
And then it said, boom ta.
Yeah, because she didn't understand what I was saying. But, you know, the interesting thing is the gift that I sent.
Yeah, is awesome, by the way.
It works for both kids.
It is great. It is great. It does work for both kids.
I sent you a rose box with a big S in it.
Yeah, no, that was tremendous.
Sabrina and Summer.
Well, it was perfect.
And that will sit there for a
ever
year.
Ever see those rose boxes?
They're beautiful.
They're awesome, Al. You should get one of those for Gina when she comes back from Turkey, wherever she is. Where is she now?
Back to Italy.
Oh, back to Italy. Okay. She was just in France, was she not?
France, yep.
And now she's back. Now she's back to Italy. Why is she? Doesn't she have a house on the shore?
She does. She's renting it right now, which then gives her the reason to go.
The ability to.
And it's paid for, you know.
I got it. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's one way to do it.
I would have a hard time renting out my house.
Me too.
I wouldn't be able to do that. Like, if I had a beach house like that, I'd want to be there during this time of year. It's the time you want to go, right?
Some people just don't, you know, they don't have a problem with it. Like, just rent it. Who cares?
Yeah, people that are, you know, in your house and everybody's doing their business and everything else, and that's all I'm thinking about.
Right.
How many butts have been on this toilet seat?
Exactly.
People I haven't met, you know.
Would you ever rent out your condo in Bradley Beach? It's right on the water, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do that because I'm...
You're a freak.
Yeah, I'm a freak.
Yeah.
No, I would not be able to.
Yeah.
I mean, if there were ever a place to be rentable, like an Airbnb would be your place.
It is rentable, but yeah. I mean, plus
easy
I'd have
in,
to,
easy out.
I'd have to leave my dog with the people. I mean,
how no, much do you think you could get for like a summer week? Weekend down there?
No, I don't know. Like a week.
Yeah, a week. Probably
$7,000 a week?
Yeah, probably.
$7,000?
Probably July 4th weekend.
Yeah, $7,000 a week.
Like the week of July 4th.
Well, how many people would you allow in there?
Well, it's only a one bedroom.
You get a bunch of frat boys showing up.
You don't want to.
Their pecs out, I'm sure fanny packs.
Fire code situation there after about three people in that apartment of yours.
Right.
You would have to. Renting from you would be probably the worst experience.
Imagine the rules that I'd have.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Don't turn on the water. Don't use the fridge. Do not poop in my toilet. You're allowed to sleep here. That's it.
There are bathrooms on the boardwalk right across the street. Just lock my bathroom doors.
I would think maybe you'd be able to rent it to a nice couple or something.
Yes.
You'd have to
I'd
do that.
I'd be very picky, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have to, you know, go through
That's
the whole
tempting,
process.
Though, man. You have no place that you could go. You couldn't go to Gina's place, and she's renting it out.
She's renting, yeah.
$7,000 a week is tempting, is it not?
I don't know if I could get that. I think I could probably July 4th week.
Well, there's houses over at, like, I rented a house on the ocean at Fire Island at Davis Park for like $6,000 for a week. So it's the same thing, right on the ocean, right there. I think that's probably a good number. And then, I mean, you could pay for how many months of your condo with that 1 week?
Right. That's what a lot of people do. They'll pay the whole, they'll rent out the whole summer.
Yeah.
And then they go on vacation to a nice place, you know, if they're not working, I guess. Yeah. I don't know how that works.
you said this is a warm-up show, too. It's like, this time of year comes around in the summer, and I feel like I'm the only, all of us are the only people that are working. That's what I feel like, because I have a bunch of teacher friends, and then there's just, everybody's got, like, nothing to do. Like, you know, people up at 2, and there was all those frat kids or whatever that were up at 2:30 in the morning around where you were. CeeLo saw, like, hundreds of people that were still milling around after the Pride Parade. Nobody's got Monday morning, got to be up, go to work. The hell's going on? I mean, people all yesterday were saying, oh, come on, stay out later. We were out yesterday, stay out. I'm like, I got to get up at 3:30 in the morning.
Well, again, people don't realize what you do for a living and the... how much it taxes your everyday life.
Sunday at 5 o'clock, right. When that hits, all I'm thinking about is the alarm. That's it. All I'm thinking about. But everybody's a teacher that we're hanging out with, and they're off for the summer, and they do whatever they want. It doesn't matter. Every day's Sunday for them. You know? Every day's Sunday.
You got to find some new friends.
No, I can't. I love my friends. Okay. But, I mean, it's just like, come on.
You bitch and complain to them, like, to their face, the way you do about them on the air?
No, they know I can't stand it. Yeah, they don't. They know I can't. I have to make fun of them for it.
Well, I mean, your job, you've chosen this job. This right. is what the job requires. And
I'm not complaining about my job. I just want to know why people don't work.
The amazing thing about our job is because of the engineering and the IT over there at CBS Sports Network.
Yeah.
Even when we're sick, we can still do our job.
That is correct. Yeah, absolutely. This is an interesting question. We'll go to John in Whitestone. What's going on, John?
Hey, Boom and G. How are you guys?
What's up,
great,
man?
Great.
So I was on Fire Island this weekend. I know you guys are both locals and Long Island guys. Yeah. Where does all the poop go in that place?
Man, that's an interesting question.
All right, so this is really interesting because last week when I did that 40-mile bike ride, mm-hmm. one of the guys that joined us is a guy that does a lot of safety work on different sort of municipal projects, big projects.
Yeah.
And one of the projects that he had just done is this new tunnel.
Poop tunnel?
That was dug. I want to say it was from Fire Island or from Long Island to Fire Island, then Fire Island out like, you know, 40 miles out in the ocean.
And that's where the poop goes?
And it just drops it off out there, according to
him.
In
the ocean?
Yeah.
No. There is not human feces being strewn into the ocean.
I could have sworn
Island.
That's what he said to me. I could be wrong. I don't. What do you think it's going?
It's obviously not cesspools there.
No,
it's all sand.
It's also a waste management place, I'm sure. Mm, waste treatment plant.
There's got to be.
I'm telling you, this guy was a part of a poop tunnel.
I mean, gee, you've got your boat out on the water.
Yeah.
Like in and around there. Are we seeing poo?
No, we're not seeing poo.
It goes
no.
all the way out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, we're not.
According to this guy, like, again, and I think this guy is he's a legit guy, totally legit, and totally.
But what about like things, people that flush other things down there, like the flushable weights?
Yeah.
It's just going out there?
No, it's not. It's not going out into the ocean. It's got. There's got to be some sort
there's
of tunnel.
There's a sewage treatment plant somewhere.
Yeah, they right. It's got to be somewhere.
All right, I gotta find. This
I can
guy.
Find out. I know I gotta, multiple guys.
I gotta find this guy.
I know multiple guys who work for the Bergen Point waste treatment facility.
All right,
would probably know.
Well, yeah, you guys got. Yeah,
I got two guys who work in the poop plant.
Yeah, but that's their Long Island poop.
I know, but
guys.
They probably know where the Fire Island poop goes, I would think. I would think so. They'd have to know. I mean, there's no way it's going out into 40 miles into the ocean. There aren't like dolphins out there that all of a sudden are dodging human feces. It's not going on. There's absolutely no way. Let me see. Which one of these guys can answer me?
I'm gonna see if I can get a hold of this guy.
Okay. I'm telling you, we all
got a guy, and I got this guy, and he was telling me he was working on a poop tunnel. That's what he told me.
That is going out. I would be so disappointed if that were the case.
I'm telling you,
it cannot be the case. It just can't be. People would be protesting. There'd be signs on lawns everywhere. Vote no for Prop 623, the poop tunnel.
You know, our boy Tom Laidlaw, the former New York Ranger who was on Survivor.
Yeah.
He just texted me and said, we pooped in the water on Survivor.
Well, yeah, I've seen many people.
Have you ever done that?
I have not. I've never pooped in the water. I have, man, oh man, do I want to tell this story? I saw a friend do it, and a seagull came up and ate it. Like, right down the hatch. I was dry heaving for like 20 minutes. I mean, this dumbass seagull came right up, flew right there, the floater, and just like right down the hatch in one gulp. How disgusting that is to watch.
A floater?
A floater. Yes, a floater. That was totally rough. No, I have not, but I have gone, you know, in the ocean, but not that.
Number one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, everybody does that.
Yeah.
You have to. Especially when, like, you know, you're on Fire Island, maybe you go over there, maybe you don't have a house to go back to. That's what you have to do.
And then you're out there in the water, and you feel like that warm water come by.
And you look to your friend, and you're like, oh
come on.
I know. But, see, I'm all about going in the ocean, but people who pee in pools, I got a big problem with that. Huge problem. And I don't want to hear about chemicals and everything else. You're in that small body of water, and you're dunking your head in there, and you're swimming. I'm sorry.
You can't be doing that.
You cannot be doing that.
No.
Chuck in Middletown. What's going on, Chuck?
Yeah, hey, Gio.
Yeah.
Chuck from Middletown.
Oh, hey, Chuck.
Yeah, I studied ocean science in college. I didn't major in it, but I studied it for a while. That's what they do, because the theory is that the salt water is strong enough and there's enough of it that it breaks down the waste. And they do that in Fire Island. They do that in Rio, down in Brazil, which is the biggest country in South America. And look at it's a big vacation spot, too.
You're telling me that
I'm telling you this is where it goes.
Yeah, it is, Boomer, and they have warnings. You know, not in the United States, and they should, but in other countries that are big vacation resort spots, basin areas where there's not a lot of wave action. You know, they'll have warnings not to bathe or not to swim in those parts of the water because of the waste content.
Well, we also have bacteria waste warnings around here.
You can.
I know.
I'm telling you right now.
You have the sea life. You're in there with waste.
Well, that I know. Of course. I mean, especially your bunker pods and all that. You know, you get like hundreds of thousands of fish in a bunker pod. God knows. Oh, I understand that. I'm having a tough time believing that someone built a poop tunnel.
Disgusting.
And then blowing all that stuff way. Out there.
Well, you got to get out there somehow. What are you supposed
to do? Does it have to get out there? Why can't it go back to another place?
What do you need? I mean, we live on an island, for God's sake.
It's got, but into the ocean? I think it's got to go. It's got to go back to the mainland somehow.
Where else is there to bring it? Where else is there to take it?
Yeah, where are they taking it?
You know, I don't know. It's got to be someplace on the mainland that the poop
can't
goes.
Dump everything in Pennsylvania.
Well, they don't. They do. I guess. Yeah. No. If you live on the mainland, like most of us do, yeah, there are treatment plants. I think Boomer was talking about.
Yes.
But if you're on an island. You know, like even like Aruba or places like that, where do you think it goes?
Yeah, it's a good point. Listen, Chuck.
It is disgusting, though. It sure is. Yeah. Think about it next time you decide to go for a swim, I guess.
I appreciate that, Chuck. I mean, if I'm
telling you, it's...
But wouldn't there be like, wouldn't it wash back up onto the shore?
Right.
No? It wouldn't? If it was out there and eventually wouldn't it come back with the waves and everything and the current? Then all onto the beach? I mean, come on. Like, would the same thing apply to, like, Long Beach Island?
Yeah, I can't imagine dumping waste into the oceans.
There's just
in America. I don't know what goes on in other countries.
Yeah, right, yeah. There's absolutely no way. One more quickly on this. Ralph from the Jersey Shore. What's going on, Ralph?
Hey, guys. First time caller, long time listener. I used to work for the National Marine Fisheries Service, which is part of NOAA. And up till 1986, the sewage was dumped 3 miles offshore Long Island in New York, New Jersey area. It was called the New York Bight. They did that for years. That's why, I don't know if you remember the ocean back prior to 1986, but it was, you could see that stuff washing up all the time.
Okay.
I also was a kid cleaning the beaches, and you would find all kinds of sewage-related, material washing up. After 86, they went 106 miles offshore and dumped it. They're actually loading barges with this stuff and dumping it offshore. I think eventually they phased it out, the dumping part, but I'm not sure where it goes down, I'll be honest with you.
Wow. So they would load up barges with raw sewage, and they take it 106 miles out into the ocean and dump it there.
Yeah, but prior to that, it was 3 miles offshore.
And then, right. I remember George Carlin doing a bit where he was like, when he was a kid, he swam in the Hudson River, and it was raw sewage in the Hudson River at that point.
Oh, you would actually, when I cleaned the beaches for Asbury Park, you would find, tampon dispensers, all kinds, prophylactics, all kinds of needles, all kinds of stuff washing up.
God. All right. So you don't know exactly where it's going right now.
I don't know where it's going now. I don't.
Man, I got to get to the bottom of this.
I'll tell you, after they stopped dumping it in 86, you saw the water quality change. Within a year, you could see the difference.
Sure. I mean, you stop dumping poop in there. I mean, of course.
We actually used to go into the dump sites in the late 70s, early 80s, and we would actually test sample from the bottom. That stuff. It's pretty gross,
actually. It's pretty gross. You're a healthy man, though, Ralph, after all of this?
Oh, yeah. I didn't deal with that stuff. Somebody else on the boat dealt with that stuff. I did other things.
All right. Very, very good, Ralph. We appreciate the information this morning. Man, that one caller just opened up this whole thing.
Yes, I know. But I, like I told you, I had this guy that I was talking to, and he had this unbelievable, really strange job. And it's mainly with a lot of municipal projects, which this is obviously one of.
Right.
And, he does all these safety projects for airports and, major construction sites. And the one that he showed me a whole picture of it, showed me the tunnel, how deep it was going down, and then kind of took a picture of how far it was going out.
Wow. Yeah, if you could get this guy, get me some more information there.
All right.
And we will take a break. We'll get CeeLo back in here. Justin and Hazlitt has a big problem with CeeLo, apparently, so we'll get to him next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, so Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz. We've got a pair of field-level tickets to see the Yankees and the Reds at Yankee Stadium on Tuesday, July 12th. Right now, be caller 7 at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326 for your chance to win. It's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees box office blitz and the fan.
The first ever Mazda CX-50, purpose-built for the outdoors, with our most advanced driving technology, including standard iActive all-wheel drive and off-road drive mode for responsive, consistent performance that entices you to go further more often.
Gary Recco here. Let me tell you about the first ever Mazda CX-50, built right here in the USA with advanced driving technologies and a rugged yet refined design. The all-wheel drive Mazda CX-50 is capable of enhancing every outdoor experience. Visit your local Mazda dealer or MazdaUSA.com for more information.
From the New Jersey Board of Public Utilities.
New Jersey has a goal of 100% clean energy by 2050. The reasons why are all around us. When we make energy-efficient choices, we save on energy costs. And best of all, our air and water get cleaner, our children grow up healthier, and New Jersey will become a leader in energy savings. I'm Chloe, your guide to New Jersey's clean energy program, with dozens of rebates and incentives to help make the goal of a cleaner future a reality. Learn more at njcleanenergy.com or call 1-866-NJ-SMART.
Jackpot can let you play official state lottery games on your phone. Powerball is now over $350 million. Use code radio for a free ticket.
Must be 18 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. Visit jackpocket.com/TOS for full terms of service.
Your teams, your station. Call the fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
Boomer and Gio on the fan and CBS Sports Network. All right, so we need to get to the bottom of where the poop goes on Fire Island. And a caller called up and asked this question. We didn't have a good answer. I have a friend who works in the waste treatment facility at Bergen Point. He has actually been in the tunnel where the poop goes out into the ocean. So I figured he would be the perfect guy to talk to. That's Nelson. You also know him as Frenchie. You have hung out with him, so you are familiar with his...
He had a weird smell about him.
What's up, man? How are you?
What's going on, buddy?
All right, so explain to us where, first off, where the poop goes.
Can we just clear something? Can we just clear something up?
Yeah.
It's not poop when it leaves the plant. Let's just make that clear.
It's treated water is what it is. It's something.
Exactly.
You guys are putting some sort of chemical in it to kind of break down all the bacteria and everything else, right?
Yeah. Yep. It's a whole process. Not too much chemical, but yeah, it's a whole process, but yes.
Okay. So
but this is him on the mainland of Long Island.
Right.
Now, I've read where there are 80% of the cesspools are draining from Fire Island into the Great South Bay. Is that true there, Frenchie?
It depends. So they're in the process of switching all that over. So I would say probably not Fire Island, because some of Fire Island is now tied into a pipeline, which would be which would go to a treatment plant, so it wouldn't just leach into there. Also, if any new construction that goes on Fire Island has to have like this, like aerator septic tank that, you know, is, it's expensive and it's just a whole process. And it, and then by the time that one leaches, it's pretty much treated water as well.
All right. So, but there's something, there's a tunnel, there's a poop tunnel, essentially a treatment tunnel that goes out into the ocean, right?
Correct.
And how far out does it go?
So it does, in total, it's 7 miles underneath the Great South Bay. It does about 3 miles, and then into the ocean, it does 4 miles.
So it goes right underneath Fire Island all the way out into the ocean.
Yeah, right underneath Ocean Parkway.
Right. How deep does it go from Long Island? How deep down does it go before it goes across?
I would say, I don't even know if I had to guess. I mean, the tunnel that I got lowered into, I was probably, I don't even know, man. It's probably like underneath the bay, maybe 10 feet.
Okay.
All right. Underneath.
And you're not blowing turds out into the ocean. This is now, like, that does not happen 4 miles out, because that would be washing up onto the beach and everything else. It's
that would never happen.
That would never happen.
Years.
Right. No. So it's more like, you know, almost drinkable water at that point.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Frenchie, so what were you doing in the poop tunnel?
Well, so actually we just built a new one. Because the old one was about 40 years old, so they were just doing preventative maintenance with the new line, and it was pretty crazy down there.
Pretty crazy down there.
I mean, did you see anybody
living in it?
You're in a concrete tunnel about 8 feet wide around you, and you're underneath the bay.
Yeah, that is.
Who could ever say that they're going to do that?
You know? Yeah, I mean, if you're claustrophobic, you're not doing that.
No.
No.
Absolutely not. All right, so very good. So, but the answer to the Fire Island thing is there are actually cesspools in this new septic system or whatever that is.
Aeration
that's out there.
Right, but those are for ones that are still leaching right now, but they're trying to correct that from, aren't they trying to connect all of them into this pipeline now?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. All right, very good. See?
That is correct.
I had a poop tunnel guy. Told you. You got a poop tunnel guy.
Right. I had a poop tunnel guy that was worried about when they were building the poop tunnel, the safety for the guys that were building it and digging it.
Yeah, it's basically, it was crazy. It was a boring machine that was underneath there. And it was guys from Sweden and Italy, I believe, that were running it.
Wow. Sweden and Italy.
Well, they've been talking to you. I can't even imagine.
Well, the amazing thing about boring down there, I would think they were boring through sand. I don't think there was any granite or anything like Manhattan.
Yeah, no, like, no, you're right. It's like silt or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, it's very easy to bore through that.
All right, very good. Well, how come you're not at work today? What the hell's going on?
Perry's got to go to the doctor.
Oh, okay, all right, very good. All right, thanks for joining us and clearing that up. And now we have a...
expert.
You're an expert. You're an expert on this. And we have a full understanding, so yes. We appreciate
22
it.
22 years on the job. Yeah, thanks.
All right, see you, man.
Taking care of Long Island's poop.
Yeah, exactly.
Frenchie.
I mean, look at that. It's amazing how... I mean, you remember him at the boat party.
Yeah, well, he didn't look anything like a poop guy.
No, he did not, but he is. And he was all banged up that day. Look how responsible and
I can understand why he's banged up. Probably just got out of that tunnel.
Right. Okay, CeeLo, we had to clear that up. We know you've been waiting patiently.
That's okay.
So let's...
Someone's got a beef with me, apparently, right?
So let's just do this now. Why not? Justin and Hazlitt's got an issue with CeeLo. What's going on, Justin?
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Great. What's up, buddy?
What a great segue. Speaking of poop-filled tunnels, reminds me of how CeeLo delivers information.
Wow.
What did CeeLo do wrong?
That we've had to listen to this wobble stomp of an announcer, Dave Misfit, give these awful goal calls all year long.
Yes.
And the fact that CeeLo doesn't give us the final moment when Tampa loses the cup, what are you doing, bro? And how are you showing up to work looking like a high school kid in gym class?
That's true. I agree with you there, Justin.
All right, that's fine. I'll wear that one. What I'd say, Justin, is... Oh, you guys cut him off already. Awesome.
I did not, actually.
Or he hung up then,
yeah,
I guess.
Right.
Dropped the mic and left.
Right.
What I'd say is this. There's four segments I'm responsible for each day. If I unload everything early on and there's nothing left at the back half, then it becomes a boring end of the show. That's what I'd say.
Okay.
Is that all fair? Right.
Very good. Do we have Michigan now?
No.
Did you try to look
Show's
for it?
Show's not over yet.
Okay. All right. Very good. But I did we have to remind you to
you
go
did,
get it.
Correct. Now, we've been a little preoccupied with this judge situation.
Yeah.
And what I will say, and we'll get to it here in a minute, some new evidence.
New
in
evidence?
In the judge case. Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's hear that all then. Right. I'm excited.
We'll first tell you we're powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. Also brought to you by Jackpocket. Play official state lottery games on your phone. We'll start with this, the back end of John Sterling's game-winning call from yesterday afternoon.
It's a walk-off three-run home run. It's a Judgian blast to deep left center into the bullpen. And the Yankees win the ball game by the score of 6-3. All right, all rise. Here comes the judge.
6-3 finals. The Yanks rally past.
Wow.
Yeah, four-game split with Houston. Stros had another no-hitter going into the seventh until Giancarlo Stanton homered into the netting above Monument Park. DJ LeMahieu, game-tying two-run shot in the eighth, and after Michael King worked out of a bases-loaded jam in the top of the tenth, Judge and company walked it off in the bottom half. Their tenth walk-off of the season, they improved to 53-20 overall and lost in all this a little bit because they won the last game. 16 hitless innings from Friday's 8th until Sunday's 7th was tied for the longest hitless stretch in the majors since at least 1962. So they had themselves a rough
offensive
weekend.
They're accomplishing a lot of great things this year.
Yes, in the middle of all of that. Before we get to Judge, Aaron Boone, not concerned, middle of that game with his offense struggling again.
We certainly respect everyone and you know that you're playing the Astros. That's a great opponent. But, you know, we also don't sweat anyone and you could feel the noise a little bit. Those guys are unfazed.
Fun ending, nice comeback, but in the grand scheme, doesn't mean all that much just because of the opponent.
If we would have lost 3 out of 4, swept 4, got swept, nothing changes. We expect to be a great team. Our goal is to be a championship team.
All right, so now I will take the hit for this, specifically for why we haven't gotten to this new evidence until now. We were so focused on Judge with Meredith and sifting through that, never checked out Judge with the larger group of media.
The assembled reporters.
Correct, out of the post-game clubhouse, all right? So, he meets the media afterwards. This started with a long-winded question, again, from John Heyman. From John Heyman was trying to paint the picture of, hey, you know, you had the settlement and arbitration on Friday. You really didn't get much additional beyond these incentives. $250K for league MVP, $250K for World Series MVP. So, he's trying to ask Judge if that speaks to his confidence in himself. And I will just submit this exchange and the end of it as defense evidence exhibit A.
You just feel just so confident? Is that you?
What do you mean? What are you?
I mean, you just feel very confident about what you can do day to day.
Yeah. My confidence lies in my teammates. You know, that's where it comes. You know, we got one of the best. We got the best team on the planet.
Got the best team on the planet.
Best team on the planet.
He did say that.
Shortly after he spoke with Meredith on the field.
Best planet on the team. I don't know,
Eddie,
man.
Came out into the newsroom and told me he was all in on the Stanton theory.
Yeah.
And I told him I had something that might change his mind on that.
And
so you
Eddie?
Guys care to adjust? Or?
Originally I was going to go, Judge kind of knew what he said and was trying to spin it back, but the way he said it, he might have. I still don't hear planet though.
Oh, I do.
Well, this one I hear.
Oh, and you're the best player on the team.
I hear best player on the
team. Now I hear it.
He also misspoke.
Now you hear it, right?
He misspoke multiple times earlier. And think about it. You just hit a walk-off homer. They're throwing water and Gatorade and gum at you. You're jumping around, and then they got to pull you over. You got to answer these questions from Meredith.
Gum at him?
That's Cortez's thing now.
Yeah.
They dump the bucket of gum out on you on the walk-off. Not like chewed gum. No, wrapped gum. There were no sunflower seeds thrown like in the Angel Mariner situation. But
spitting sunflower seeds at you as you come down the third baseline.
Right.
So anyway.
Yeah, okay.
If he said best player on the team as well, like I'll continue to say, I'm good with that.
I could see where you could think now that he screwed up the
piecing the evidence together here.
Right. Good job on your part, though.
Yeah. Thank you, someone, to tip me off to the exact moment in the clip where he said that, or else, who knows, maybe I wouldn't have gotten to it.
Well done, counselor.
Yes. Right. So there you go.
Who knows? Rest your case.
We can move on from it now. I'm sure people are tired of hearing about it because we've been beating the...
Yeah, but now we finally got to the end.
Finally got to the bottom of it.
Yankees A's tonight, 6:25 pregame coverage, Jordan Montgomery and Paul Blackburn. The Mets, after dropping the series finale down in Miami to the Marlins, 3-2 on the Nick Fortes walk-off homer, have the day off. So they did take 2 out of 3 from Miami, and they are off, and then they will host the Astros for 2 beginning tomorrow night. You have the Max Scherzer rehab start for AA Binghamton tomorrow. Do I have time for anything else?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, so Bryce Harper, broken left thumb Saturday night in the game against the Padres. Snell, Drew's trying to, you know, get out of the way of getting hit in the face. So I guess he met the media yesterday and kind of tried to make light of his injury.
Kind of wish it would have hit me in the face. I mean, I don't break bones in my face, so. I can take 98 to the face, but I can't take 97 to the thumb, so.
So I guess after the
Which fight, is true. He did get hit in the face and didn't break any bones in his face.
A couple of days.
Yeah.
He came back from that. This, he's going to be sidelined indefinitely. They're going with indefinitely so far. He was placed on the IL, and consider he's been DHing since April because of the elbow situation. So a rough year for him injury-wise. One other thing.
He's having a good year, too.
Oh, yeah. Offensively, absolutely. Tom Hamilton, Guardians Radio. So they had a big series with the Twins last week, where the Cleveland was in the midst of this road trip and they were surging and then they were getting back towards first place. I think they tied the Twins for first place at one point in that series in the AL Central. So he was speaking about twin slugger Miguel Sano, who hasn't played at the big leagues since the end of April. Got off to a terrible start, was struggling offensively, and I guess has been working out at their minor league complex or whatever. And Hamilton, in the middle of the radio broadcast, was commenting on his status.
Miguel Sano, he's not hurt, he's just fat. And that's as brutally honest as we can be. He's down in Fort Myers trying to get in shape.
Not hurt, he's just fat.
He's just getting fat. Fatter.
He's just fat.
You knew that he was just sitting on a fat one.
Why did you say that?
How did I miss that?
I think that was like last Thursday.
That was like a pitch that a guy hit for a home run.
I know. And Aaron Boone would say he just touched it.
God.
Aaron Judge just touched it and then went over the wall. Yeah, touched the ball.
Yeah, last Thursday.
How about Tom Hamilton? 6:10 a.m.
Sitting on a foul.
Yeah, Tom Hamilton. He was feeling himself, but then they lost that finale.
Right.
And now they've got a 5-game series, Twins and Guardians, beginning tonight, I believe.
So now, did he hurt Sano's feelings or something?
I'm not sure.
No, I don't
know that Sano's been reached for comment.
Okay.
But
maybe his feelings are hurt.
Maybe.
Potentially.
The Avalanche are Stanley Cup champs. They put an end to the Lightning's run and their quest for 3 in a row. First Stanley Cup championship for Colorado since 2001 as they beat the Lightning in Game 6 last night in Tampa. 2-1, Cale Makar, the Conn Smythe Trophy winner as MVP at the playoffs just days after he had captured the Norris Trophy as the league's best defenseman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So you keep hearing this one-year suspension for Deshaun Watson. I feel like this is being leaked out to see what everybody thinks of it. because the NFL is so concerned about what this suspension is going to be and how the masses will react to it, that it's almost being leaked out there. Like, let's put out that we're looking for a one-year suspension and see what people think. And if they're okay with that, then we'll suspend them a full year. But if people start screaming and yelling about how that's either too much or not enough, then we'll adjust a little bit there as well.
And I guess what the NFLPA is afraid of is the indefinite suspension.
Which, of course, is indefinite.
Right, exactly. I don't know if this is all. I just kind of feel like the Browns had to know that there was going to be
a year,
and that's why they set the contract up the way they did, which would mean that if it is a year, that would put Deshaun Watson off the football field 2 years in a row, and then finally getting back on the field in 2023.
Yeah, I mean, if that's what they signed up for, then that's what they're going to get. It seems like that.
And then it seems like, if there is a trade to be had, a Jimmy Garoppolo for Baker Mayfield trade does make some sense, because San Francisco would end up saving some money because Jimmy Garoppolo, I think, makes $7 or $8 million more than Baker Mayfield makes.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy Garoppolo then would be inserted, I guess, as a one-year starter with the Browns. You know, the Browns have a good team. They have a very good team. And they need somebody competent back there. And I'm not saying that Jacoby Brissett is a good 3-4 game guy.
Yeah.
A game here, a game there. And you probably would need that if you had Jimmy Garoppolo as your starting quarterback just because of his injury history. And you'd want to make sure that you had that, at least have a legitimate backup. But if Deshaun Watson is not playing this year, which he's no way he's playing this year. No, I don't think he's playing.
There's been no way saying this for months now.
Saying that, I would say then the Browns get knocked down probably about 6 or 7 pegs from, you know, who are the best teams in the AFC. And right now, on paper, if I had to sit here and say who the best teams in the AFC are, I would say that it would be the Chargers, the Bengals, and the Chiefs. In any order you want to put them, those are the three best teams. And the Chiefs may not be as good as they were without Tyreek Hill, but nonetheless, because of Patrick Mahomes, they're going to be great. When I look at, you know, the Chargers, they kept their top receivers together with their quarterback. The Bengals kept their top receivers together with their quarterback. Yep. The Bengals and the Chargers spent the right money this offseason. I think the Chargers may have a better defense with two pass rushers, Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack. They may be a little bit better in that area, but I'm telling you, it is going to be one hell of a season on the AFC side of the ledger with all of these quarterbacks. And on top of that, you got Devontae Adams reuniting with Derek Carr in Las Vegas.
If I were Baker Mayfield, I would put my feelings aside and I would go back there and see if they wanted me back to start the year if Deshaun Watson is suspended for the year.
No way. That's what I would do.
You're not going to find a better team with a starting job open for you in the rest of the NFL.
You can't go back there.
So what are you going to do? Be a backup to Trey Lance in San Francisco?
I'll tell you what.
Going to go to Seattle, who stinks?
San Francisco goes 0-3, and they feel like they have a... They do feel like they have a playoff team.
Plus, there's so many people down on Deshaun Watson, and he's like the anti-Deshaun Watson. He'd be the fan favorite again.
But he may not have any choice. In other words, he doesn't have a choice in to say where he's going.
I know, but I'm telling you, I would go back and I'd ask. I'd be like, all right, you know what, I will, even though, hey, hard feelings aside, because you just said it, the Browns have a really good team.
I know they do, I know.
So find me a better situation for him in the NFL.
There isn't one, but I just don't see how that relationship, which is severely fractured, is going to be able to be mended.
Well, it would have to be mended by him.
The report that came out last week about Jimmy Garoppolo for Baker Mayfield kind of makes a lot of sense for me, just because Deshaun Watson is not playing. And that means the Browns need a legitimate starter.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Garoppolo, no matter what you say, is a legitimate starter.
Right.
I mean, he can go out there and he can competently win football games with you, of course. And they have a great running game in Cleveland. They got a really good offensive line. They got pass rushers. And they got a really good defense, solid secondary. I mean, that's a playoff team right there if they get the right guy behind center. And I just don't think that Baker Mayfield could go walking back into that locker room again. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm just saying if Baker Mayfield's looking around for the best situation for him to play in and could go win, I mean, that would be such a redemption story too, man. If he took that team back to the playoffs, they were damn good, and then, I mean,
But the other thing about Baker Mayfield, and we don't know this. Only he and his wife know this. They're probably taking every little last comment from every person within the Browns organization and just adding fuel to their hatred and their fire.
Sure.
So, you know, like I'm just sitting here saying there's no way just because of that aspect of it that you're not even thinking about. So any, you know, the moment that Deshaun Watson was traded for, you could imagine what everybody must have been saying around that time and what they were hearing and how it was affecting them. So I just don't see that happening, but it does make a lot of sense. You know, if he wants to start, maybe it's Seattle. If Kyle Shanahan wants to protect himself, then I would think that you would move on from Jimmy Garoppolo and his $25 million per, make the trade with Cleveland. Garoppolo becomes their starter at least for 1 year because he's got 1 year left in his contract. And then Baker Mayfield, who has 1 year left in his contract for 18.5 or 18.9, goes to San Francisco. And then you have a little bit more money to be able to sign Deebo Samuel because Deebo Samuel's contract still hasn't been signed yet.
But he's not holding out at this point. He did show up and everything.
Sounds like they have a framework for some sort of deal going forward, but or he wouldn't be there. So that seems to be or make the most sense for me.
Yeah, the Garoppolo-Baker Mayfield situation.
Given the Deshaun Watson, contingency, situation for the Browns, because they got a good team. They just need somebody back there. If it's Deshaun and he's playing, man, then they're right there with everybody else. But if he's not playing, obviously, they have to get somebody that's legitimate and has been in big games and has played well.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.